Elsewhere, Palestinian fighters fire several rockets at Israel in response to Tel Aviv's recent attacks on the besieged enclave. An Israeli military spokesman says one of the rockets exploded in southern Israel but caused no casualties. The rocket attack comes 2 days after Israeli warplanes launched airstrikes on the Gaza Strip. The airstrikes were seen as violation of a truce that ended an eight-day Israeli war on the Gaza Strip. Over 160 Palestinians, many of them women and children, were killed in the onslaught. Well, to discuss that story more, we're joined by Professor of the Islamic University of Gaza, Mr. Hani Albasous. Sir, welcome to the program. How do you perceive the latest increase of Israeli aggressions and the retaliatory rockets fired by Palestinian fighters?
Well, I think that the Israeli army would like to shift the conflict from the West Bank to the Gaza Strip. As we witnessed last night, many clashes and confrontation between the Israeli occupation forces and many young Palestinians who protested against the killing of the Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails. Mr. Abu Hamdiya, the Israeli army wanted to shift the whole situation from the West Bank to the Gaza Strip because they understand that the West Bank is a different case. The West Bank, it's in the middle of Palestine, and any clashes in the West Bank would have many consequences against the Israeli army. This is why we witnessed last night and this early morning many strikes by the Israeli occupation forces against some targets in Gaza. They want to escalate the situation, and they want the Palestinian factions to respond in order to have a conflict, a confrontation, and then they would attack more against the Gaza Strip. I think this is the intention of the Israeli army. It's not about having a target in Gaza. It's about shifting the whole situation to the Gaza Strip.
Thank you very much, Professor of Islamic University of Gaza, Mr. Hani Albasous.